Statistical inference. It's an entire segment of the body of knowledge, and it includes quite a few different tools, primarily confidence intervals and hypothesis tests. So we're going to learn about making estimates about a population. We're given a sample, or we're giving a set of readings that is not that does is just a subset of the population, and we want to make estimates. Is the mean value at this location or nearby? What's the variance term? How does this compare? All those different things, usually about a larger group that we don't have access to make measurements on all of those. It's very, very common when we're doing product development or evaluating a new idea or a new setting, a group of settings or a new setup. We want to make some educated inference about what's going to happen in, to the rest of the data, to the rest of the units that we're manufacturing, or to the rest of the production runs. So statistical inference is the ability to take a smaller set of data or information and make an educated conclusion about the remainder of what's going to happen. And so if we take a sample from a lot, we can make an inference about the performance of the entire lot. If we take a sample of a set of products, say a prototypes, and run some testing, we can make an informed decision about how we would expect all of the units to perform. It's that's what we mean by inference. It's inferring a conclusion about a larger group that we don't have complete information about. Now, of course, another way we can use this this set of tools is to make comparisons. We can compare to vendors, we can compare to sets of experiments, or more. And while in this section we're going to talk about just pairs of comparisons or comparing to a specification, later we'll talk about design of experiments, which explores more than two comparisons. And so this is more foundational statistics that you probably are already aware of, and I'm going to encourage you to give it a try. Use these tools in your day-to-day basis, because that's the best way to ingrain it into your memory, is build your own experience base. And as you do that, or as you work through this material, if you, of course, if you have any questions, get a hold of me, and we'll get you going again and make sure you can master this body of knowledge. So at this point, you already know that I ask questions quite often, sometimes rhetorically and sometimes to help you think through a question or a problem. But the main idea is that as you work through the material, you should be asking yourself questions all the time. How can I use this in my day-to-day work is a really good question to have in front of your mind, because that's where the real value comes out of pursuing, learning about, and mastering this body of knowledge. Next, we'll talk about the very start of this is really just point estimates, where we're trying to make understand the statistics about those parameters for our population.